This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I'm Vince Quinn here with you. And the trade deadline was, it was actually shockingly crazy, the amount of things that were going on. It was a really wild time. So joining us to help us catch up with everything from Bleacher Report, Sean Hykins on the show. What's going on, Sean?
Doing all right, Vince. How about you?
I'm doing good. So how busy, how crazy was it for you with everything going on at the trade deadline?
Well, I mean, you go into... The trade deadline is never as quiet, even when it seems like it's going to be really quiet, like this one did going into the day of. Like there, like you usually the week of the deadline, there are at least a couple of deals that go through maybe a couple days before the deadline, and maybe some of the fireworks happen before the actual deadline. But with this one, you kind of thought going in that maybe it's going to be a little bit quiet. Maybe Victor Oladipo would get moved. Maybe something would happen with Kyle Lowry. Maybe one or two other things. But it didn't seem like it was going to be a very active deadline. And then Nikola Vucevic, who I don't think anybody thought was even available. All the buzz around the Magic was, oh, they're going to trade Aaron Gordon. And they did end up trading Aaron Gordon, but Vucevic, you didn't even think was going to be available, and then out of nowhere, the Bulls just go and get a deal done for him, and then all this other stuff happens, and then it seems like Victor Oladipo is going to end up not getting traded, and then right at the buzzer, he gets traded to Miami basically for nothing, and then there's like some other deals that happen in between, maybe came out of nowhere, like the Portland Rodney Hood, Gary Trent, Norm Powell trade. That one wasn't really discussed beforehand. Like the Blazers had been more linked to Aaron Gordon than to Norm Powell, but it's just a lot going on. A lot of it just kind of came out of nowhere.
Well, and that's the thing with all of these different moves that happen, and a lot of it being unexpected. What really sticks with you at this point? Like, what do you think was the most, or what would you say was the most consequential thing that happened?
Well, I think the Aaron Gordon Denver deal could be consequential. It's going to be interesting to see whether he buys into maybe, because I think one of the issues with him in Orlando is that he's always kind of thought of himself as a star and as a first option. And you kind of have seen what's happened with that in Orlando, the team. If he's one of your first or second option, you're not going to be that good. And then he gets to Denver, he's behind Nikola Jokic rather, and Jamal Murray. And so is he going to be willing to kind of buy into being that super role player, basically like a supercharged version of what Jeremy Grant gave them last year? Like, is he going to be willing to do that? And if he is, then I could see that being kind of a missing piece for Denver, and they could actually really go far in the West. And then the other one is Vucevic going to Chicago. I don't know if it really changes them that much this year in terms of, like, I still think they're in that 5-6-7 range in the East. They got blown out tonight by San Antonio, so it's not off to a great start, but I think that does make them a lot better, and I think it's going to make them really interesting going forward beyond this year.
So we're talking with Sean Hykin of Bleacher Report, covers the NBA for them. And Sean, I got to ask you, there was so much buzz around Kyle Lowry and so much expectation that he was going to go, and ultimately he didn't, and so what do you make of Toronto at this point?
Well, Masai didn't find a deal that he liked. I think they would have liked to move Lowry because he's probably not going to be re-signed this summer. It probably doesn't make sense for them to bring him back at the number that he's probably going to want as far as a new contract. But Masai was also just not going to give him away for free. And once, you know, Miami was basically able to get Victor Oladipo basically for nothing, and so that they were out of the market. And then Philly got George Hill in order to, you know, get kind of a cheaper, you know, point guard option. They didn't really give as much up. And then the Lakers were rumored to be in on Lowry. I never really bought that because just I didn't see really what they had to give up that would make sense for them to give up, especially with the injuries that LeBron and Anthony Davis are dealing with right now. I thought that was kind of more Toronto trying to create leverage. The Raptors are just kind of in a weird spot right now. Clearly the run is over of that championship core and, you know, the group that basically, you know, took Boston to 7 in the second round last year in the playoffs. And now, you know, I think a lot of it is just kind of the playing in Tampa this year has kind of messed them up in terms of every other team in the league gets to, you know, they play 72 games, you play 36 on the road and 36 at home. The Raptors are basically playing 72 road games because they're not sleeping in their own beds. I think that's really an underreported thing, an under-discussed
totally
thing, kind of just messed up their entire season. And, you know, they've had some injuries, and they had some COVID stuff a couple of weeks ago, and Pascal Siakam got off to a pretty terrible start to the season. I don't know. The Raptors, I still think they could be interesting, get, you know, in the play-in thing. I think they could kind of stick around that range, but they're certainly not as good as they were last year.
Yeah, so we're talking with Sean Hyken of Bleacher Report. And, Sean, let me ask you about this, right? Because the interesting news story coming out today was that the Thunder are just going to sit Al Horford for the rest of the year. So he's not going to play. He's just going to be deactivated the rest of the season. They're going to let the kids play. What does the NBA do? Like, is it okay for them to just do that all year? It just seems like a weird thing with the general fussiness of the league with tanking. You know what I mean? It's an odd situation.
Well, I can tell you a lot of Pelicans fans are not happy about it because remember a couple of years ago when Anthony Davis was trying to get himself traded to the Lakers and then they basically shut him down, they said it was a shoulder thing. They had to basically say that it was a shoulder injury in order to avoid getting fined and getting draft picks taken away. And now the Thunder are just basically allowed to say, oh, yeah, you know, we're trying to lose games because Sam Presti wants to control every single draft pick for the next 7 years. So, We're just gonna our one, you know, good veteran player, we're just not gonna play the rest of the year. And he makes too much money for them to buy him out. He's got 2 years left on that deal at about 25 or 27 per year. So that the idea of buying him out so he can go to a good team, that's not really realistic. That's just too much money to do that with. So I understand what they're going for, and if you're the Thunder, it makes sense to, you know, play the kids and, you know, tell Al Horford to just sort of what his next destination is going to be. And I will say that the Thunder organization and Sam Presti, they do have a reputation as an organization that generally does right by guys in that situation. They worked with Chris Paul and his agent on getting him to Phoenix this past offseason. The year before when Paul George went to the Clippers, and it seemed like it was clear that Russell Westbrook was going to, you know, be traded somewhere. They worked with him on a trade that he liked, that to a place he wanted to go. They weren't going to just trade him somewhere he didn't want to go. They do have a reputation for doing that, and so I think that allowed Al Horford to maybe be like, look, I'm going to go along with this, and then they're going to do right by me in the offseason. They're going to trade me to a team that maybe I want to go to. Now, what team that is, I don't know. I think it's probably too early to say what teams it's going to be. But it is going to be interesting to see how the league reacts to this. I think it's kind of a bad look for the league, honestly, that a guy like Al Horford, who is certainly not the guy he was 4 or 5 years ago, but he's still a good, productive player. He could help a team. And they're just going, you know what, yeah, we're good. We're trying to lose games. We're trying to develop. Like, I was watching their game tonight against the Celtics, and there were like four actual like players that I even really knew a lot about, even as somebody who follows the NBA obsessively because of my job. Like, they're really just trotting a G League team out there. They're just actively, it's really the most blatant tanking job since the Sam Hinkie's process Sixers.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting you say that, actually, because I'm from Philly. Like, I'm a Philly guy. My Twitter feed is full of Sixers people that are angry as hell about this because of the way the league handled the Sixers and the process and, you know, Adam Silver getting the Colangelo's and all this different stuff. But to see how it was then, and then now this year you've got Andre Drummond, for example, who sits like a month or month and a half as they get ready to trade him. Now you've got Horford that's going to be sitting out the rest of the year. It is a weird space for the league to navigate. And so, you know, yeah, what do they do about it? How do they decide to answer? It's a huge question, and I'm curious to see what they do. But the other thing that just happened here is LaMarcus Aldridge is now going to be a Brooklyn Net. So after all the moves have been made, looking at the East here, are the Nets the team to beat?
I think the Nets were the team to beat regardless, assuming Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and all them are healthy in the playoffs. I don't think LaMarcus Aldridge really changes that one way or the other. The thing about these buyout guys, a lot of them are big names. You know, LaMarcus Aldridge, multiple-time All-Star. Blake Griffin, who they picked up a couple weeks ago, obviously also a multiple-time All-Star. Andre Drummond, who most reports suggest is going to the Lakers. It's not official yet, but it seems like it's heading that way. You know, big name, former lottery pick. A lot of these guys, you know, when people kind of get, like, I see all the memes of like, oh my God, how I can't believe that the NBA is letting the Nets just get Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge. Okay, well, this isn't the Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge of 2014. And a lot of these buyout guys, if you look at the history of these guys going to these contenders on a buyout, I'm old enough to remember 2017 when the Cavs picked up Deron Williams after he got bought out from Dallas, and it was the same thing. Oh my God, I can't believe the Cavs are so loaded. They've got Deron Williams now. Deron Williams hadn't been good in like 4 years. So most of these buyout guys, occasionally you'll have one like when Miami signed Birdman, Chris Anderson, during those couple of LeBron years where he was a huge part of their title team in 2013, or when Boris Diaw went to San Antonio, or going back a few years before that, P.J. Brown basically was signed off the street to the Celtics in 2008, and he was a big part of their title run. Occasionally, it'll go that way, but more of them are like, you know, Deron Williams going to the Cavs, or Joe Johnson. Remember Joe Johnson went to the Rockets in 2018, the year they won 65 games, or like the Mavericks will like sign David Lee after he gets a buyout from the Celtics. Like most of them are like that more so than like, and so even though it's a big name, it's a guy like LaMarcus Aldridge and a Blake Griffin. It's a name that casual fans know. I don't think most of those guys really move the needle one way or the other.
Yeah. And when you're looking at the East, regardless of that, still Brooklyn, right? Still Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think so. I mean, we've seen so little of what those three actually look like together because Kevin Durant hasn't played in almost 2 months because he's dealing with a hamstring thing. But even without him, Harden has been so good. And, you know, Kyrie has missed a few games here and there, but those two together have been so good. And, you know, you're starting to see some of their supporting guys like Nicholas Claxton emerge. And then Joe Harris has still been really good in his role. I mean, I think the defense is still maybe going to be an issue, and I'm not sure how much 35-year-old LaMarcus Aldridge and 33, like, I don't think that's really going to help them defensively, but I think if those three are all healthy, the offense is so good and so unguardable that I don't know if it's really even going to matter much.
Yeah, fair enough. And so we'll see how it all shakes out. But it's been great talking to you, with you about all of this. Sean Hykin from Bleacher Report. You can follow him on Twitter at Hykin. Sean, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.